after the date.
Yeah, okay. Hello, today's date is February 16, 2019. This is Charlene Nocera, the owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? And I'm here tonight with Tracy P. Courage. And we were having a little dispute over what our names mean, or a discussion, shall I say.
Dispute.
Yeah, it's not a dispute, it's a discussion. But what the dispute part would be is that both of us have names under different nationalities, and now we're beginning to wonder, maybe that's where our problem lies. Could it be the fact that we're either French, Irish, Italian, British, Turkish,
cat.
Scottish, cat? We don't really know. So anyway, we're going to start discussing, and you can hear our discussion on the names. Go for it, Tracy. Say hello first. Introduce yourself.
Hello, Tracy.
Really, you're funny.
I'm Tracy. Well, in this part of name meanings, it says your name's true meaning.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Tracy, you love your freedom and don't like anyone messing with it. You're a born leader. Being charitable and kind comes natural to you. You have a sociable nature. You will have an adventurous streak. You are indecisive and always in a dilemma. At times, you can be arrogant. Yeah.
I'd agree with that. What nationality is that?
That doesn't say. That's just a...
Oh, hello. How are you? Oh, really?
Also can be used as a derivative of Teresa. But I just don't see that. Now, in this one, they're saying Tracy is an English baby name. In English, the meaning of the name Tracy is from Thracia, surname dating before the Norman conquest. Okay.
So you're German?
No, English.
Uh-huh.
Now this one says, Tracy, also spelled T-R-A-C-E-Y, T-R-A-C-I, T-R-A-C-C-I, which I actually like, T-R-A-C-I-E, or T-R-A-S-C-I. Ooh, I like that. That's going to be my stage name. Tracy. I sound Spanish. Tracy is originally a British personal name that refers to the family de Tracy or de Tracy, from Tracy Buckage in Normandy, France. The name is taken from the Irish word tressach, meaning warlike or fighter, courage. And it's a pretty awesome name. It also means strong-willed. This is in the Urban Dictionary, by the way. It says, if you find Tracy, you're very lucky. She is as loyal to everyone that is loyal to her, and she is a freak. Yay! Bet too many people don't get that in their name meanings.
True story.
But doesn't like to show it. When she wants something, she will do anything to get it, and when she loves with all her heart and won't give up on someone she really cares about. Oh, boy. If you find yourself a trait, I'm extremely loyal and dedicated. Okay.
Do you have a dog in the house?
No, I don't know if it's theirs.
That's a lot of dogs.
It sounds like it.
I wonder why,
No, it's across, there's also a dog across the way who's... Oh, wow. The best girl you can think of. Normally short, but guys think it's cute. She's the girl everyone turns to in advice. She is the best
That's
friend
true.
Or sister. She may not act like she likes it, but she does. She has hazel, gorgeous eyes and the best personality. She can be geeky, but in the cutest way. She doesn't care what she looks like. Bullshit. Sorry. And can be a bitch.
Yep, that's
true. But she doesn't care. And no one shows it, but they all love her. You love me, Solon. You do, don't you? She's my boyfriend. My fuzzy little boyfriend. My kitty. Okay. We've talked enough about me.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're so many different nationalities, right? Under the thing. I just wonder if that's why...
I'm so fucked up.
The same thing with me. I mean, like, I'm Irish and Italian, and yet I'm in French. What was the other one?
Oh, wow.
I actually think that was it, really. It was the French. But actually, I do have Scottish in me. My mother told me Yugoslavian. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, boy.
But not French. I have no French in me. I don't think I have French.
Cheryl, this is the Urban Dictionary first. We're going to do the Urban Dictionary because that's where I am. Cheryl is a wild creature, unfettered by society's view of the acceptable. Cheryl will always see the truth behind any facade, except when their hearts wish to find good in humankind. There are good Cheryls and bad Cheryls at opposite spectrums. Like some kind of supernatural enigma, Cheryl mystifies all
I do.
She encounters.
But I do.
Ooh. A person of true beauty.
I sure am.
Kind personality that anyone will simply fall in love. Cheryl will help anyone out without hesitation and have trusting blue eyes and large bosoms.
Stop!
Oh my God!
Stop!
Has blue eyes and large bosoms.
I can't.
That's what it says. They have trusting blue eyes and large bosoms.
What the?
I don't get large bosoms. That's not fair. I want large bosoms.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but what about the one that said I'm darling? I'm a darling.
Well, this is the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going to the name.
Oh, I can't.
Blue eyes and large bosoms.
Oh my goodness, that's so cute.
Cheryl.
Oh my goodness, that is adorable. Wait a minute. Your cats. Oh wait, that's me. Wait, that,
you took too long.
It's not my fault, it was hard.
You know what? I call him the Flash. As soon as he knows you gotta take a picture of him, he's gone. Huh? Mr. Antisocial Kitty Boo. I saw you took your thing off your scratching post.
Go ahead. You can continue.
Oh, well.
About me. How awesome I am.
Well, yeah. Well, it says energetic and effervescent.
I don't know what that word means. Stop.
Where the hell is it now?
Anyway.
Here it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Blue eyes
and large
bosoms.
All right, we already went over
bosoms.
That. Okay, all right. What about the one where it says I'm a darling?
I'm getting to that.
I don't think so. You take it really long.
That's because... You made me go back.
I just couldn't believe it said that.
Well, it does.
So I'm not special. That just stinks.
Okay. English, meaning the name Cheryl is an English baby name. In English, the meaning of the name Cheryl is dear one, darling. Rhyming like Merrill and Beryl.
Really, you had to go there.
That's what it says. Cheryl is a female given name. The name appears in the early 20th century and was most popular during the early Cold War period.
Of course it was.
The less popular theory is that the name is Germanic in origin and is a feminine version of the Germanic male name Charles, which means free man. So does that mean I just got to start calling you Charles?
If you do that, Our friendship will completely end.
Related names, Cheryl, Sherry, Kara, Karina, Karis.
Karis?
K-A-R-Y-S, Karis.
Interesting.
You are cheerful and friendly, but are apt to have an emotional life. You have to have several lines of effort going at once. You are a good talker and a promoter and seldom worry over anything. You can be impatient and impulsive.
All the time.
You have the ability to bring an idea to completion. You can express yourself joyously and constructively. You might be psychic. I think they meant to put psychotic. But not knowing. You have an eventful, exciting life and are versatile and have the ability to learn easy. Position and social status is very important for you and you're always looking for ways to improve your position in society. You have power and ability to choose your own destiny and achieve anything you want in life.
I want to be a millionaire.
You can expand in any direction according to your will and the set of values. You have passion for justice and belong in the position of authority. You have the inherent courage, her best friend,
true,
and endurance to accomplish the impossible dream.
So see, together we can put together.
I'm not done.
No, but wait. But together, I guess we can make it happen for me.
I guess so.
Apparently, I can't make it happen for you though.
Well,
it just worked one way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because apparently, you have it all anyway.
Yeah.
How come they didn't say you're psychic?
I told you because it should say psychotic.
Oh.
You are philosophical and mature. Kill that one. Determined and intense with the desire to endure. Often religious.
That's so true. I mean, I'm religious in the sense that I believe.
That
I'm
was
spiritual.
Seven reflections. What does mine say for seven reflections?
That you're religious too?
Maybe.
Do you go to church weekly?
No, they won't let me in church. They're afraid. You like to control everyone with your influence, to shape things to your own liking. If positive, you develop a high spirituality, as you have a God's protection. You are sensitive, affectionate, imaginative, and cooperative, spiritually aware, and prone to self-sacrifice. You can keep secrets and are a good diplomat. You may have healing and psychic powers. You are bold, independent, inquisitive, and interested in research. You know what you want and why you want it.
That's true. You do like to read. I personally don't like to read. I mean, I do learn things, but I don't like to read. You will sit down and read a book. That would annoy
you
the bejesus out of me.
To inspire and lead, to control others' affairs, you are given courageous and bold, action-oriented, energetic, and strong-willed. You want to make a difference in the world, and this attitude often attracts you to interests, political, social, and cultivations of your creative talent. Because this woman have like 900 things saying what it means.
Because you're a popular person? Anyway, this discussion tonight was supposed to be funny because, again, we were just looking up meanings and names. And Tracy's last name is Courage, and that's exactly what Tracy stands for, is Courage. Mine, I don't even know what happened with mine. All I know is I got a letter in the mail a few years back, and it said I'm the Divine One. Nowhere in here does it say that my name means the Divine One, so I'm kind of confused on that. The other thing we were saying is that, you know, again, like, what you read like a French version, right? And nowhere in nowhere in my DNA is there French. The only thing I have is Italian, Irish, a little Yugoslavian, which, again, I don't know how that happened, and Scottish and English, and that's all I know. And we were saying that the names, it's strange that these names come from different origins that really aren't related to us. Some of them yes, some of them no. So we were trying to figure out maybe that's why our lives maybe aren't as clear as everybody else's in the world. I don't know. But maybe you guys could look up your names and maybe you could give us some feedback. It would be cool. Anything else?
No, I'm taking a personality test.
Are you for real right now? We're doing a live podcast and you're doing a personality test.
Yeah, to see if my personality goes with my name.
Oh, your personality goes with your name? All right. I can see the courage. I can see it all.
I'll definitely develop their imagination.
Anyway, thank you everybody for listening. Have a good night. We're going to be doing more of these podcasts, probably not on the names, but we will be doing some more. Have a great night. Bye.